Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower, and we're here until 5 o'clock. My dad will call in and tell a joke a little bit later on because it's a jokey time. And, it's Monday, and we're back, and glad to be back. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to talk or text. We're going to talk now about iconic film quotes. What are your favorite film quotes ever? There's a website called Yard Barker, and this person put together their favorite or their 25 most iconic film quotes of all time. And they don't have to be, you know, we want to open it up to even more film quotes. Like, they could just be your favorite movie lines of all time. They don't necessarily have to be classics that everybody knows on Earth, but some of your favorite lines of all time. And I've got a couple here from texts that are coming. And we want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Keith in Kansas says, "Welcome back, Nick. Glad all of the staff are back." Yeah, so am I. I'm not sure if this quote is a classic, but I find it funny every time from the movie Running Brave. Uh-oh, Running Brave. Dan, you know who's in that movie.
I don't, actually.
Oh, you don't?
I've never seen Running Brave.
Robbie Benson. So you know Mary.
Oh.
Right now is losing it.
Does he play a white character?
No, he doesn't.
That's the movie we were talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Running Brave, yeah. Coach Easton says, "Billy, you don't look you don't like track much. You're more of a cross country man." And then Billy says, "Well, you just run around in circles." That's one of Keith's favorite lines from Running Brave. I wonder how many favorite lines from Running Brave Mary has. Maybe Mary has. Do you think maybe Esmeralda? Do you think Mary has memorized Running Brave?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I think the one movie, I think the if you're going to pick one Robbie Benson movie to you know, say that he's all dreamy in, it's probably Ice Castles. That's the one. But there's a whole sequence in that movie where he's, like, really mean to a blind girl. Like, the girl is blind, and she starts doing figure skating, and he's, like, he's helping to train her. And at one point, he's, like, whipping her around the ice, and she's falling, and he's yelling at her. And I remember going, "Geez, dude. Take it easy." So, Brian says, "Game over, man. Game over." And pretty much anything else Bill Paxton says in Aliens. "Why don't you put her in charge?" It's another great one from that movie. Here's a classic one. Jay in Ohio says, "Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine." And then 440 area code says, from Marathon Man, "Is it safe? My dentist said that it set his science back some 200 years. Could you imagine? Have you guys ever seen Marathon Man? You familiar with Marathon Man? Dustin Hoffman, Laurence Olivier?
I am not.
No.
There's a scene in the movie where Dustin Hoffman is basically tortured by Laurence Olivier by having he's drilling into his teeth. Like, he's got a dentist drill. Laurence Olivier does, and he's drilling into Dustin Hoffman's teeth. And he keeps asking him, "Is it safe?" And Dustin Hoffman doesn't know. It's like a mistaken identity thing. And, you know, he keeps drilling into his teeth. It's a terrible scene. I mean, it's a good scene. Very, very, very good, very effective scene, but it's terrible in terms of what you have to watch and what his character's going through. So "Is it safe?" was like a... If you ever went to the, I would just put it to you this way. If you ever went to the dentist in 1978 when that movie came, the movie came out in 78 or 77. If you ever went to the dentist like in 1978 and he's like, "Okay," and he grabs the drill and goes, "Is it safe?" You'd get up and run out. Let's see. Here's Dan on WGN. Hey, Dan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I got two. Actually, before I get to the one I was going to say from Slim Pickens, "What in the wild, wild world of sports is going on here?" from Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, he's got a lot of funny lines in them. There's a lot of classic lines in Blazing Saddles, man.
Yeah. And then my favorite is Al Pacino in Scarface when he's drunk in the restaurant, and he goes, "Me, I always tell the truth, even when I lie."
Even when I lie. Yeah, a lot of great lines in that one too. So, all right, Dan, thanks.
Hey, good to hear you back, man.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, Scarface. Well, on this list here from Yard Barker, of course, "Say Hello to My Little Friend" is on here. But there are so many lines in Scarface that are classic. What do they say about the Scarface line? When Cuban drug kingpin Tony Montana, played by Al Pacino, realizes he is outnumbered and staring death in the face, he breaks out a grenade launcher equipped M16 and utters "Say hello to my little friend" and goes down in a hail of gunfire. It has since been quoted in real life and pop culture more frequently than the F-bomb is dropped in the 170-minute 1983 film. And for the record, Esmeralda, do you care to guess at how many times the F-bomb is dropped in Scarface?
150.
Higher.
207.
Higher.
237.
Lower.
230.
Lower.
225.
Higher.
226.
Thank you. I'm Drew Carey. We can just play. Yeah. Do you have any favorite lines from movies, Esmeralda? Movies that you like know? What about, do you have any favorite lines from Roger Rabbit?
The one I do enjoy is when he's in the bar and he gets the penguins the drink. Or that he orders the drink from the
penguins. Come, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, "Scotch on the rocks." And he goes, "And I mean ice."
Yeah, and then they do bring it on rocks.
They bring him rocks.
Yeah, they bring him rocks. That's got a lot. That's got so many good lines, too. I like, yeah. My uncle had a probate thing. He had to take these big pills. That's prostate, you idiot, not probate.
And when he finds out that she's cheating on him and Roger's taking the shots, and he goes, "You're so lucky. So lucky." Like, there's that whole, he does a little bit of a monologue thing.
Yeah. There's so much great stuff
in
that
one.
I also like when the weasel, one of the weasels who is voiced by Squiggy of Lenny and Squiggy, goes, "I'm going to ram him. I'm going to ram him," when they're in the car chasing him afterwards.
Or you stop laughing.
Yeah.
What happens when you can't stop laughing? You're going to die laughing.
That movie is so good. Yeah. All right. Lots of great lines in that. And, you know, Robert Zemeckis movies are loaded with great lines. On this list, they include "Where We're Going, We Don't Need Roads" from Back to the Future. Final line. There's a ton of great lines in Back to the Future. Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here? Which is... Oh, that's good stuff. Okay, we got a break. We got weather, we got traffic, and we're talking more of your favorite lines of all time and some of the most iconic film quotes ever. 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It's Monday morning. My dad's going to call in and tell a joke in a little bit. And we're talking about the most iconic film quotes of all time and not even iconic ones, but your favorite. What are personally some of your favorite lines from movies? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's go to Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, man.
Hope you enjoyed your vacation time.
Glad to be back.
That's good. That's good. One of my favorites is the line that officially opens Sam Peckinpah's The Wild Bunch. If they move, kill them, after which his director's credit appears.
Right. Good choice, man. Yeah.
That's great. And Casablanca, I guess it's a line, but it's kind of a repartee between Claude Rains and I forget the French actor's name, but, you know, "I'm shocked to find that gambling goes on here." And he says, "Oh, here's your winnings, sir." Well,
yeah.
Thank you very much.
You know, Casablanca's got a million.
Oh, of course. I mean,
Casablanca is one of the most classic quotable movies of all time.
Yeah.
Ton of stuff in there. All right, Mike, thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good day. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Yeah, there's so many in Casablanca. Here's "Looking at You, Kid." There's "We'll Always Have Paris." This looks like it's the beginning of a great friendship. There's just a ton of them in that movie. All right, here's David on WGN. Hi, David.
Greetings and salutations.
Yes.
Well, how about a little older, the fortune cookie, Walter Matthau, every time they build a better mousetrap, the mice also get smarter.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Fortune Cookie. Great movie.
And, there's Clint Eastwood has provided, you know, from all of his movies. Heartbreak Ridge had the most catchphrases from all of Clint Eastwood movies, like, with all due respect, sir, you're beginning to bore the hell out of me.
Yeah, there's a ton of great lines in that one, yeah, absolutely. Very cool. All right, David, thanks.
Right-o.
Take care. You know, it's funny, he mentions The Fortune Cookie, which is a movie with Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau, and I busted out The Odd Couple during my little break. And The Odd Couple's got, like, a million great lines in it. Esmeralda, have you ever seen the movie The Odd Couple?
I've seen bits and pieces.
Yeah, and you know, you know the TV series with Jack Klugman and Jack Klugman and Tony Randall. But the movie's got like 8 million great lines, and it's so funny. And one of my favorites is Jack Lemmon is going to make dinner. You know, they play two divorced guys who are living in a big New York apartment together, and Walter Matthau is the slob, and Jack Lemmon is the neat guy, and he cooks and cleans. And, you know, Walter Matthau doesn't do any of that stuff. And so they've been living together for a while. And Walter Matthau's like, look, there are two women that live in our building upstairs. They're the Pigeon Sisters. And I want to have an evening with them. And so Jack Lemmon's like, well, I'll cook. So Walter Matthau comes home late. And Jack Lemmon comes out of the kitchen with a ladle in his hand. And he's got an apron on. And he's mad. He's clearly mad because Walter Matthau went to the bar after work and showed up like 45 minutes late. And Jack Lemmon, his character says that he timed out everything so that the dinner would be ready at a very specific time. Because Walter Matthau said he'd be home at 7:30, the girls would come down, they would have drinks at 7:30 and dinner at 8. He got home at 8, so now the dinner's ready. So Jack Lemmon goes nuts and he's like, you know, my meatloaf is ready. And he's like, if we don't eat it within 15 seconds, the whole thing is going to be dried out. It's going to be horrible. And Walter Matthau, I'm giving actually more than one line of dialogue here, but Walter Matthau, as he's going into the kitchen to check on it because he's so frustrated, Walter Matthau comes in and is like, can't you just pour gravy all over it? And he goes, where am I going to get gravy at 8 o'clock at night? He goes, I don't know. I thought the gravy just comes when you cook it. No, the gravy does not come when you cook it. You have to make gravy. That, and then as they're having this argument, the doorbell rings and the girls are there. And so Walter Matthau is like, Jack Lemmon is like smacking Walter Matthau on the back. And he goes, oh, they're here. Our dinner guests. I'll get a saw to cut the meat. That's one of my favorite lines in the entire movie. God, that's a funny movie. That's one of those movies that you could watch repeatedly. And it's still funny every time. Peter Decatur says, to me, far and away, Casablanca is the best. It's loaded with them. However, one is misquoted. People say, play it again, Sam, and that's not what he says. No, that is not what he says. They even wrote a play and a movie with that title. 231 area code says, nothing is over till we decide it is. That's right. That whole monologue that John Belushi has, yeah, is great. 224 area code from the movie Stripes, Lighten Up, Francis. Also, and then depression set in. Yeah, you know, that's Animal House and Stripes. I'm surprised there aren't 50. Dan, are we getting texts for Caddyshack? I'm surprised there haven't been 50 texts just with Caddyshack quotes on them.
Yeah, I think there's a lot coming in.
Yeah. Jerry Maguire, you had me at hello, 630 area code. Don says, back off, man. I'm a scientist from Ghostbusters. 708 area code says, have fun storming the castle. It's one of many great lines from Princess Bride that I use all the time. Alfredo says, take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape. Planet of the Apes, man. Hans in Milwaukee says, Shawshank Redemption, get busy living or get busy dying. Dan, you agree with that?
Surely.
331 says, you can't handle the truth from A Few Good Men. Kathy says, in Romancing the Stone, Jack Colton tells Joan Wilder she is hell and gone from Carcanegia. We still say it every time we get lost on vacation or someone in a movie or TV show is lost. Tombstone, why, Johnny Ringo, you look like someone just stepped over your grave. There's a lot of good lines in Tombstone, too. 630 area code, you're killing me, Smalls. That's another one. 815, funny line from Mr. Mom, 220, 221, whatever it takes. terrible line from a James Bond movie, your brother's dead, keep dancing. What Bond movie is that from? 815 area code, those aren't pillows. Okay, first of all, I want to thank everybody for coming out, because the last time I was on the air was the morning of my screening of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And we had a really big crowd that night and just had a great time. And people were laughing. My dad, who doesn't remember ever seeing Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, you know, was convinced he'd never seen it before, or at least doesn't remember it. He was almost falling off his chair laughing during that movie. He was losing it. But there's a lot of great lines in that movie. And I want to thank everybody for coming out. And 2 weeks from tomorrow, no, a week from tomorrow, is my next film club screening, and it's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, also written by John Hughes. So come on out. It's Tuesday, December 5th at the AMC in Rosemont. So, all right, I'll tell you more about it a little bit later. We got a break here for the news. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. And at 6 is Steve Cochran for your morning drive. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We are talking about your favorite lines from movies, movies that you quote all the time. Lines that you quote all the time. And we also have some very, very popular, classic, iconic film quotes of all time as well. But we would love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Here's Pat on WGN. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well today. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Well, I just telling him one of my favorite lines from Big Country. Chuck Connors is the son of Burl Ives, and Chuck Connors asks his dad, "Did you want me, Dad?" And he says, "I did before you were born." I just love that line.
That's a great line. That's a good one. That's a good one. All right, Pat. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. I have a bunch of lines from Magnolia, many of which I can't say on the air. boy, because there's some stuff that comes out of Tom Cruise's mouth in that movie that's just... Well, here's one of my favorites. The book says that you may be done with the past, but the past is not done with you, which is one of my favorite lines ever. So, let's see. Rose says, "This dress bugs me," from Strangers in Paradise. There's just something about the way she says it with that accent. Yeah, Strangers in Paradise, what a great movie. Strangers in Paradise. Did you ever see that? Ian?
No, I never did.
Jarmusch movie, Jim Jarmusch. Steve says, "The exchange between Peter Fonda and Dennis Hopper in Easy Rider, where Fonda says, 'Get it together, man,' and Hopper says, 'Right, man.'" Trucker Rich says, I know you're not a fan of Robin Williams, but they constantly use, this will not look good on a resume," from Good Morning Vietnam. I say it anytime I see something about to go wrong. Darren says, "Egg noodles and ketchup," from Goodfellas. Goodfellas, another one. That's another movie that's got 5,000 lines in it that you can quote from. 773 area code says, "How about leave the gun, take the cannoli?" Godfather. It's another one, Dan. 5,000 quotable lines in The Godfather.
Absolutely.
Anne Margaret and Grumpy Old Men says, "Some of the biggest regrets in life are chances we don't take." John Belushi in Animal House, "Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?" But the follow-up line is my favorite. I like the exchange after that, Dan. You know what I'm talking about?
I think I know where you're
where,
going.
Where Boone and Otter, they cut to Boone and Otter, and he goes, was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? And Boone goes, "Germans?" And Otter goes, "Forget it, he's rolling." That is a great movie. From Armageddon, 630 area code. From Armageddon has dialogue in it? I wasn't even aware there was dialogue in that movie. I just thought it was blah, 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 blow stuff up, blah, blah. The line is lowest bidder. I don't know. I don't know. Do you remember that, Dan?
I was trying to place it, you know, just because they, you know, they keep talking about how this group, the crew, is the best that they could possibly do, and like how the government kept trying to bring in other people and to do the job, but they should have just gone straight to those guys. And I think it had to do something.
It sounds like that's what it should be, right? 773 Eric Cody, I came here to chew bubblegum and kick some ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum. Rowdy Roddy Piper and They Live. Improvised. That line was improvised. Star Trek II Wrath of Khan. Khan! Mike from Novak Construction. Old Time Hockey from the movie Slapshot. Well, there's another movie, man. Again, I can't, like, 90% of the dialogue from Slapshot cannot be said on the radio. I think my favorite line is, they brought their effing toys with them. That's my favorite line. Yeah, have you ever seen Slapshot, Esmeralda?
No.
Oh, man, it's funny. You don't have to know anything about hockey.
Sure.
It's a funny movie. It's a funny movie.
Okay.
It's classic, in fact. One of the greatest. let's see. Dave in Monroe, Wisconsin says, it's not Wisconsin. That's what I did. It's not Wisconsin. It's not the years, it's the mileage from Indiana Jones. 905 area code says, we're going to need a bigger boat. So you're going to need a bigger boat. And that line, too, was improvised by Roy Scheider. The terrible line from that James Bond movie was from Never Say Never Again. From Wizard of Oz, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. Tommy Lee Jones in The Fugitive, I don't care. That's what he says, I didn't kill my wife. And he goes, I don't care.
Yeah. I like the line in, it's a Hitchcock movie with Cary Grant. He goes to the, he goes and tries to, like, figure out whoever murdered whatever. And they're up in the, what's the Mount Rushmore?
Oh, North by Northwest.
Yes. And they have that line about how he has an ex-wife. Several bartenders.
Oh, that's a great line.
I love that line.
Yeah, it's a great line. I had to wait for you to get more descriptive because he's made a bunch of movies with Cary Grant.
No, I know, and I couldn't. I'm like, I know there's that big scene.
Yeah, that's Mount Rushmore.
Or that's like a big plot thing.
Yeah. You could have said crop duster.
And I forgot what. For some reason, stuck in my head.
Well, it's an iconic movie scene. Yeah. You know, it's great. God, he has a million great lines. You know, you mentioned Cary Grant. He's just the best. Oh, speaking of Cary Grant.
Mm. yes.
We are showing a classic. We have the next 4 months figured out for our film club.
Mm-hmm.
So we are showing in December, December 5th, as I mentioned, we're showing National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, December 5th. And then in January, we are showing Rocky, the original, very first Rocky. In February, for Valentine's Day, we're showing one of the greatest romantic comedies of all time, The Philadelphia Story, with Katharine Hepburn and Jimmy Stewart. And then in March, one of my favorite movies ever that is just now available in the format, the format that we do, the 4K restoration format.
Yeah.
Albert Brooks is Lost in America.
What does that have to do with Cary Grant?
Cary Grant's in Philadelphia Story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Did I not mention that? It's Jimmy Stewart, Cary Grant, and Catherine.
I think you just said
Jimmy Stewart. Yeah, he's in the Philadelphia Story. That's what reminded me of it, in Philadelphia Story.
Oh, okay.
Which is a great movie. Have you seen Lost in America? Have we talked about this?
Wasn't that the one that you had me watch? Were they in the RV?
Yes.
Yeah. Then yes.
She loses all the money in Vegas?
Yeah.
That's got one of my favorite lines of all time. After they lose all the money in Vegas. And that's another movie. It's loaded. The whole nest egg thing. You may not use that word, nest egg. Only people in this house who understand the word nest egg can use nest egg. If you're outside and you see a bird lives in a round stick and we have things over easy with toast. But that's my favorite. After they lose it all, they drive out, and he's pissed, obviously. And right. they drive out. They drive that stupid – every shot of the Winnebago in that movie is just hilarious. They drive that stupid Winnebago out to Hoover Dam, and you see this overhead shot of the dam. They walk out. They're walking to Hoover Dam. And it's, you know, obviously one of the wonders of the world. It's the beautiful. It's Hoover Dam. Everybody goes there. Mm-hmm. He goes, nice dam, huh? And he's not on camera. The camera's, like, going over the – you know, showing the dam from the top. He goes, nice dam, huh? You want to go first or should I? Yeah, that's in March. See, because I kept asking my friend Mike Kurz, who produces and helps put this together. And in fact, he's the one who, you know, orders the movies and sets up the screenings and stuff. He's a manager over at the Rosemont Theater.
Yeah.
I keep bugging him now. We've been doing this now for 6 years. And I keep bugging him every month for Lost in America. I'm like, Lost in America, Lost in America. And he's like, well, what do you think we should do at Lost in America?
Do you not just have a catalog?
No, we do. And he keeps going to the catalog to see every month. I ask him, is Lost in America in the catalog? Because they update it to see if it's available in the digital format that we use. And it's never there, but I ask him every month. And then finally, I come in. The first thing he says to me at the Planes, Trains, Automobiles screening, he goes, hey, Nick, Lost in America is available. And I went, oh, my head almost exploded. So, all right, we got to take a break. We got weather. We got traffic. My dad's going to tell a joke. And we have an explanation for the Armageddon line, Dan?
We do indeed.
Okay. We'll get that explanation. So stay tuned. All right. So a little bit earlier, someone texted in a line from the movie Armageddon, Lowest Bidder. Now, having only seen Armageddon once, which was one too many times, I don't remember the context or the line at all. We have an explanation.
Oh, good.
And here is Patty on WGN. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times, but my favorite line is when they're getting ready to blast off, and Steve Buscemi says, we're sitting here on thousands of tons of explosives assembled by the lowest bidder.
Oh, that's the line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay, good. Well, see, now they didn't text in the whole line.
I didn't have I was
oh
I
you you oh you texted
car.
It in oh okay all right Patty well thanks for the
I was
explanation
in and out of my car so I didn't have time
okay thanks for the explanation Patty
okay you're welcome
take care bye well now that makes sense it's kind of a funny I think that if I remember correctly they gave Buscemi all the funny lines in that movie didn't they wasn't he in Con Air too
he yes. was yeah
yeah and they gave him all the funny lines in that. No, he was like the psycho guy that was all like Hannibal Lectered out, right?
No, he was the child molester.
Wasn't there somebody all Hannibal Lectered in that movie?
There was.
In Con Air?
Yeah.
I don't think it was him.
What Esmeralda is saying right there is like this creepy interaction and they kind of didn't go down that path. And then he ends with him playing craps at the blackjack table. Or not the blackjack, playing a crap at the craps table, shockingly enough.
How about, speaking of Con Air, how about Put the Bunny Down? Remember that?
No.
Have you seen Con Air?
I have. It's been a while.
It's his daughter's, I think Malkovich has his daughter's, stuffed bunny and is like holding it by the neck.
Ah, okay.
And he says, put the bunny down.
Got it.
Nicolas Cage, man.
For some reason, my V had a discussion about Nicolas Cage.
What about him?
I don't know why. Because he was on some talk show doing karate kicks or some...
Oh, that was when he was promoting Wild at Heart. I totally remember that.
Yeah, he was watching some video of him doing karate kicks and things.
Listen, there was a time when Nicolas Cage didn't suck. There was a time when there was a time when he was great and weird and made interesting choices. And right around that was like 1990.
Right.
Right around that time was the height of the Nicolas Cage insanity.
What movie was it where he thinks he's a vampire?
Vampire's Kiss. That's the best performance he's ever given.
And it's
he eats a live cockroach in it.
And there's that secretary.
Yeah, Alva.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's just like, what is going on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that is a phenomenal.
Do you think that was acting, or do you think that was just?
It's one of the craziest performances I've ever seen, and one of my favorite performances of all time.
Yeah.
But now, whether he's Jen Bosworth worked for him,
right? Yes.
I mean, he's a weird dude. I don't think he's as crazy as Peter Lou. Yes. That was his name, and then Peter Lou.
I mean, I always tell everyone that Jen has worked for him in the deli story.
The deli story. Jen, what's a deli?
What is a deli?
If you ever watch Vampire's Kiss, and I highly suggest you do, because
I've seen bits and pieces and just thought, what is going on?
Did you see the scene where he's in the psychiatrist's office and he's mad because somebody misfiled something and he explains alphabetation?
Oh my gosh.
I'm just curious,
like, how much is that to, like, because isn't Wicker Man pretty much
insane? Yeah, well, Wicker Man is insane, and it's, you know, but that's, like, a really, truly great, I mean, Vampire's Kiss is a truly great performance.
But Vampire, is it a performance?
I think it is, and I think it's better than Leaving Las Vegas, and he's great in Leaving Las Vegas. But I love crazy Nicolas Cage. The crazier, the better. Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
Right.
Oh, come on. Exquisite.
Oh my gosh.
So we have a ton of texts and I don't have time to get to them because we were talking about Nicolas Cage.
It's a good line that he gives.
You know, the whole alphabetized scene.
Is that that's
he when he goes through the entire alphabet. You know, it's A B C D E, and I remember the first time I saw it.
Yeah.
When he got to like G, I was like, is he going to do the entire alphabet? Is he really?
Wow.
And he does it, and he gets and each letter. He gets angrier, crazier, and more flamboyant. By the time he gets to Z, it's like his whole head's going to explode.
Yeah.
You have to see. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Just type in Vampire's Kiss alphabetation. I'm telling you, it's so worth it. It's one of the greatest scenes of all time.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Hey, thanks, everybody.